We are on the Aftesimid Beis at the first Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol was made the Kohen Gadol through being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, with a certain type of oil that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made. This lasted until the end of the first Beis HaMikdash during King Yoshiyahu's rule, during the 18th year of his monarchy, when he was told that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and he buried the Shemen HaMishcha together with some other stuff. From that point on, at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol was made the Kohen Gadol through wearing the eight garments, the Shmona Begadim. So the Mishnah says, "Ein ben Kohen Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishcha." There's no difference between the Kohen, the earlier Kohen Gadols that were anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, l'meruba begadim, to the later Kohen Gadols, who became Kohen Gadol through wearing the excess garments, the eight garments, el par ba al kol ha-mitzvos. The only difference is the par that was brought when the Kohen Mashiach paskined, said something was mutter, and really it was Asar, and the punishment was kares. And then the Kohen Gadol himself went ahead and acted based on that ruling. He would have to bring a special par. So only the Kohen HaMashiach would bring that par. But the Kohen HaMeruba Begadim, he would not bring such a par. Rather, he would bring the regular kisva or seira that a regular yachid would bring if he would make a mistake and have to bring a korban chatas. Ein ben Kohen Mishamesh LaKohen Sha'avar LaPar Yom HaKippurim V'Asiris Ha'Eifa. Let's say you had a Kohen Gadol who had a mum, had some psul that he had to be taken down temporarily from being the Kohen Gadol. And we put in a substitute. So then when the first Kohen Gadol, his mum goes away, now he's able to act again, the substitute has to step aside, and he's called the Kohen Sha'avar. So what's the difference between the Kohen who is currently Mishamesh, currently is doing the Avodah, meaning the original first Kohen who's now back, and the Kohen Sha'avar, the substitute Kohen who's now stepped aside, El Par Yom HaKippur and Vasiris Eifa. The only difference is that that they don't both bring the par that's brought on Yom Kippur and the daily Minchas Chavit and the daily Mincha offering that the Kohen Gadol would bring. Only the new Kohen that's currently acting as the Kohen Gadol, only he would bring the par of Yom Kippur, and only he would bring the Minchas Chavitin. Says the Gemara, Halinin par Yom HaKippur and Vasir Seifa Zev Zev Shavin. You see from the Mishnah that the only difference between the old Kohen that was anointed through the Shemen HaMishcha and the later on Kohen that was made a Kohen Gadol through wearing the eight garments, the only difference was that special par if you made a mistake. But the par of Yom Kippur or the Minchas Chavitin that was brought in every day, both of them bring, and even the Meruba Begadim bring that carbon. Says the Gemara, Masnisin delok Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir, Hatanya Meruba Begadim Mevi Parabal Kol HaMitzvos. Rabbi Meir holds that even the Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash, who was made a Kohen Gadol by wearing the eight garments, even he would bring that special par if he would paskin that something was mutter to do, and really the punishment for such a act was kares, and then he would act on that act, he would have to bring the special par. Even that Kohen Gadol in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash would have to bring it. So our Mishnah is against that. Our Mishnah is like the Chachamim. My time at Rebbe Meir, why does Rebbe Meir say that both types of Kohen Gadols bring this special par? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, the whole pasuk is if a kohen haMashiach yacheta, if the kohen haMashiach sins la ashmas am vehikriv achatasa asher chata par ben bakar tamim Hashem lachatas, and he brings a special par. The pasuk says Mashiach ein li yala Mashuach b'shem haMishcha. Since it says Mashiach, then the only person that should be able to bring that special par is someone who is a kohen gadol who is anointed by the Shemen haMishcha. Meruba begadim minayin. How do we know that even the kohen gadol in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, who was made a Kohen Gadol by wearing eight garments, how do we know that he also can bring the special par? Talmud Lomar, HaMashiach. The extra hey comes to include that Kohen Gadol as well. B'mayu Kimna, Delo Kabimeir. So we see that our Mishnah is not like Rimeir, but how can that be? Aim a seifa, but the end of the Mishnah says, Aim bin koin mishamish the koin sha'avar, elapariyo makipurim vasir seifa. There's no difference between the koin who's currently acting as the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen that's the substitute who was stepped aside. The only difference between them was part of Yom Kippur and the Minchas Chavit and the special Mincha that was brought every single day. Halakol divrei and zeviz eshavin. But we see from our Mishnah in the Seifa that for every other thing they are equal. For example, if they want, like Rashi says, if he wanted to bring the Ketores, or he wanted to do any avoda, so you just the substitute Kohen could just go ahead, wear his eight garments, and act like a Kohen Gadol. And or the Mishnah in Horios and Daf Yud Aleph from Amabez says that also the Yom Kippur, the Avodas Yom Kippur, he could do, and also he has to marry a Basula, and he's not allowed to marry an Almana, and also he's not allowed to be Metame in his with his relatives, and also he is not allowed to be Loforim veLoformim Umachzir and Haratzeach, he doesn't rip his garments, and he doesn't let his hair out, grow long, and if he dies, then the people from the Ir Miklat, they're able to go free, meaning they're mamish the exact same thing. Asan, Rebbe Meir, that is like Rebbe Meir. Detanya, Irbo psul aminu koin achar tachtav, if the Kohen Gadol had a psul, and therefore you appointed another Kohen Gadol instead of him, Mishun chozel avodaso, when the first one's psul goes away, so the first one goes back to do the avoda, sheni komitzes kuhuna gadola alav. And the second one, he retains the status of a Kohen Gadol, and he's allowed to do, he's the same as the first Kohen Gadol in all these ways. Div Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir's opinion. Of course, he's not allowed. Meir agrees that the substitute Kohen, he's not allowed to bring the Par Yom Kippur, and he's not allowed to bring the Minchas Chavitin, because there, the special pasuk that only, so Svara, that only one of them are allowed to do it. But everything else, he's exactly like the Kohen Gadol. Like our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Rishon Chozal Avadaso Sheni Eino Roy Lola Kohen Gadol Lola Kohen Hediot. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says that once the second one steps down, he's not allowed to do anything. He can't be a Kohen Gadol, and he can't be a Kohen Hediot. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Maaseh Rabbi Yossi ben Ulam. There was a story with Rabbi Yossi ben Ulam, Mitzipori, from Tzipori Sheir Bo Psuol. The Kohen Gadol. During his time, the Kohen Gadol had a psul. Uminu. So the rabbis appointed Rabbi Yossi ben Ulam as the new Kohen Gadol. Tachtav, instead of that one who became pasul. Uba ma'isof nechachamim. And then they came in front of the chacham v'amru, and the chachamim paskin that once the psul went away from that original Kohen Gadol, rishon chosh lavada. So he goes back to being the Kohen Gadol. Sheni and Rabbi Yossi ben Ulam ain't a royal Kohen Gadol v'lo Kohen Hedol. He can't be a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedol. Kohen Gadol. He can't be a Kohen Gadol Mishum Eva, because we're afraid if you have two Kohen Gadols acting simultaneously, there'll be hatred between one another. Kohen Hedot Mishum, and he can't become a Kohen Hedot Mishum Malam Bekodesh Vol Maridin. Since he was exalted to such a high status as being the Kohen Gadol, we now let it go down in Kedusha to now act as a regular Kohen Hedot. So Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer of Meir, the Reisha is the Rabbanan, and the Sefer of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Amr Chista in, yes, Reisha Rabbanan of the Sefer Rabbi Meir. Yes, it could be that they're two different authors to the different parts of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Amr, says no, Rebbe. He really, the entire Mishnah is Rebbe. The Nasivla Libda Tanai, and Rebbe paskind like Reb Meir in the Seifa, and paskind like the Chachamim in the Reisha. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein bama gedola le bama katana ela psachim. The bama gedola refers to the mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu built, and a bama katana refers to altars that any person was able to build on his own. And the rule is that any time in the history of the Jewish people that the Aron was not together with the Mizbeach in the same spot, so then you were allowed to bring Karbanos on your own Bama. But if the Aron was together with the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, so then you weren't allowed to bring Karbanos on your own. The only two times that the Aron was together with the Mizbeach was when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and ultimately when we built the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the Mishnah says that the only difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Ketana is the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, on the Bama Gedola, but it wasn't allowed to be brought on every individual's little Mizbeach. Zeklal, Kol Shehu, Nidar V'Nidev, any Karban that is donated, it was voluntary, like a Karban Ola or Shlamim, Karav B'Bama, is allowed to be brought on a Bama Ketana. On an individual bama, the chol she'eno lo nidar v'lo nidev, but any karban that is not voluntary, but rather is brought because it's an obligation, like a karban chatas or an asham, and also all the karbanos of the tzibor, all those were called chovas. Karav b'bama, I'm sorry, eino karav b'bama, are not allowed to be brought on a bama ketana. They have to be brought on a bama gedola. Ask the gemara p'sachim b'sulo. The only difference is that the Karban Pesach was brought on the Bama Gedola, but that's not true, because the Seifa of the Mishnah said that any Karban Chova, right, Lo Nidar V'Lo Nidev, those things were not allowed to be brought on the Bama Ketana, and presumably they were brought on the Bama Gedola. And so the Gemara, you're right, Ema Ke'ein Psachim. What the Mishnah really meant was any Karban like the Karban Pesach. What's unique about the Karban Pesach? First of all, that it's a Chova, it's obligatory. And second of all, that it has a specific time that it has to be brought on the 14th of Nisan. So really what the Mishnah meant was that anything that, any carbon chova, any obligatory carbon that has kavuazman, that has a set time to be brought, then it's only on a bama gedola and not on a bama ketana. Mani Rabbi Shimon, the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Tzibor lo ikrivu ela Psachim v'chovo shekavua lehem zman. Reb Shimon held that even the carbon tzibor, which is a chova, they did not bring on the bama gedola, only if it were for the carbon pesach and other chovos that had set times. Aval chovos she'in kavua lehem zman. But carbon chovas that did not have a set time, for example, Rashi says, the par helem davar, if the entire tzibor made a mistake and did an aveira, so there was a special par that was brought, so that's an obligatory to bring that par, but there's no set time, it was only if it ever happened. So chovos she'inam kavul hem zman, hacha v'hacha lo karv, it was never brought, it wasn't brought on the bama gedola, and it wasn't brought on the bama ketana, because Chova, Bama Ketana, only voluntary karbanos allowed to be brought. And a Bama Gedola, only karbanos that were a chova and were kavuazman that had a set time. And therefore, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. As opposed to the Rabbanan, Rashi speaks out that the Rabbanan's opinion is that in the Bama Gedola, for example, in Gilgal, where over there the Mishkan existed, but there was no Aron, because it was during the 14 years when Bnei Yisrael were conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing up Eretz Yisrael, and the Aron would go with them to war. So then, and during that time, there was allowed to be Bama Ketanas because the Aron was not together with the Mizbeach. So in Gilgal, on the Bama Gedola, they would bring the Par Helem Davar, even though that Karban was obligatory and didn't have a set time. So the Rabbanan hold that chovas that don't have a set time are allowed to be brought on a Bama Gedola. That's not like Rabbi Shimon, who says that only chovos that have a set time are brought on the Bama Gedola, and therefore our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here.